manifestation of spiritualism that is guiding the Catholic adherence to their conclusion of end time events. And we would suggest that if this white buffalo phenomenon ultimately turns back into the white buffalo lady, that once again we'll have a manifestation of a demon presenting himself as some kind of spiritual guide. But spiritualism, continuing on, spiritualism will do its work by causing the dead to be personated. Those religious bodies who refuse to hear God's message of warning will be under strong deception and will unite with the civil power to persecute the saints. Now, we're suggesting here that the Protestants in America will be the major players initially in the Sunday law test that will reject the truths that sustain the Sabbath of the Lord, and they're going to be under strong delusion. Certainly the Sabbath test is going to purge Adventism as well, and in fact Adventism, those that will not stand faithful at the Sunday law test, will in one sense be the first that come totally under this strong delusion. But the Spirit of God is, as we speak, being withdrawn from the earth, and there are many around us in Adventism and in the fallen churches of Protestantism and Babylon that no doubt have already, in the Lord's understanding, crossed the line to where they are under deception, delusion, and they are fully willing to unite with the civil power to bring about the Sunday law. This is the process that's transpiring. So this is the context in this passage that Sister White's talking about. And as we're looking as at the spirit that comes out of the mouth of the false prophet, the spiritual side of the false prophet, we need to remember that its political side, the democracy of the United States, is where the Sunday law issue will first be initiated. And its political movement and its spiritual movement are directly related, and Sister White here is tying these two together. So the religious bodies, continuing on, who refuse to hear God's message of warning will be under strong deception and will unite with the civil power to persecute the saints. The Protestant churches will unite with the papal power in persecuting the commandment-keeping people of God. This is that power which constitutes the great system of persecution which will exercise spiritual tyranny over the consciences of men. He had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. Though professing to be followers of the Lamb of God, men become imbued with the spirit of the dragon. They profess to be meek and humble, but they speak and legislate with the spirit of Satan, showing by their actions that they are the opposite of what they profess to be. This lamb-like power unites with the dragon in making war upon those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of